We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
All right, breaking news. The Dow Jones Industrials went into a nosedive following President Trump's new tariff plan kicking in. New tariff plan. I mean, the original tariff plan wasn't that long ago. And then there's been a lot of adjustments, and now there's a new tariff plan. I mean, this is a clear indication that this isn't working. And as I mentioned earlier, it doesn't matter what you do in life. But if you do something that isn't working, the worst thing to do is to continue to do things and to work harder at trying to make it work, as opposed to just admitting, okay, this was a mistake, let's move on and figure out something else. Because, I mean, this is not good for our economy. And in last hour, talked to Gary Hoover, guy's known as the Hoove. Good guy. Had a great conversation about the economy and a possible recession. Gary Hoover is executive director of Tulane's Murphy Institute and a professor of economics. We'll probably post that conversation on our website. And there are enough economists in the news talking about a possible recession. So I wanted to have a conversation about it on the show this afternoon. That led to some guy calling up and cursing at Coleman, saying that I need to shut my effing mouth and that I'm talking out of my blank and that somebody's going to shut my mouth for me. So when you can't intellectually debate somebody, you resort to violence. I just posted a video on my Substack account, Scoot on the Air Substack. I invite you to subscribe. I invite you to become one of our subscribers and join me there. And please comment on the videos that I post. I comment on as many as I can. I can't get to all of them, but I comment on as many as I can. But I'm focusing more on Substack than on Facebook now. So if you want to enjoy those videos, just go to Scoot on the Air Substack. Download the Substack app, search Scoot on the Air, and please become a subscriber. But I just talked about it on Substack, and I can be free with my language, so I didn't have to say blank or effing or whatever. I could just say it. But this guy's just upset. I mean, this guy's upset because I'm talking about the economy and a possible recession. And while there are things that President Trump might do to hold off a recession or to even stop one from happening, it's not the worst thing that can happen because quite often it's a correction for inflation. And we've had inflation. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want there to be a recession, but there's enough conversation from top economists that says that there might be a recession that I thought we'd have a conversation about it. So having a conversation about something leads to some right-winger wanting to, like, get violent? I mean, that's not the answer to anything. And you're ultimately going to end up in jail. So, if you want to go to jail, you know, there are a lot of ways to go to jail. But it's sad to me that these, you know, blockheads, these right-wing radicals, you know, if they can't have a conversation with you, if they can't find something wrong, if what you're saying is the truth, but they don't want to hear the truth, they want to resort to violence. That's not an answer, but it certainly is a reflection of the mentality of the hardcore right-wing bangers out there. It's just a shame. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow dropped the big D word on Donald Trump. Yeah, she was into a rant on authoritarianism. And she called Donald Trump a big D, the D word. My question is, what does Rachel Maddow know about that? All right, gas prices may hold steady through the end of the year. That's very good news. Mentioned this earlier, the Saints have announced a 2025 season ticket sellout. Sold out for the 20th consecutive year, the Saints have sold out their season ticket inventory. Still, individual tickets are on sale. But that's great news. I think there's a lot of anticipation for the Saints season this year. Can't wait for the game on Sunday afternoon. It's the beginning of the quarterback battle. Who's going to be the starting quarterback? It's probably going to be Spence or Tyler Shuck, and it's going to be fun to watch that. If you're an LSU fan, you might have panicked a little bit yesterday afternoon. There was a rumor flying around social media that Garrick Nussmeier, the quarterback who is being talked about as a possible Heisman Trophy candidate, Nussmeier was carted off the field after an injury. He was carted off the field. That turned out to be not true. He apparently tweaked his leg, and out of an abundance of caution, they took him out of practice early. And today is a rest day. He's expected to be back at practice tomorrow. So apparently all is well. And man, that's another thing I'm excited about. LSU season. I just hope they open up with a win. Because under Brian Kelly, they haven't done too well in opening games. And they've got a big opening game. It's a top 10 matchup between LSU and Clemson at Clemson. And let's hope LSU takes care of business there. Because there's a lot of excitement about LSU this year. Maybe making it to the college football playoffs. So if everybody stays healthy, let's be optimistic about that. Yesterday, we were talking about the shooting at Fort Stewart in Georgia. And today, the soldiers that commandeered this other soldier who was involved in the shooting, the shooter, he was a soldier, they're being called heroes. And indeed, they are heroes. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't often agree with her, but she says that the Fox News elderly baby boomer audience is not the future of America. And I know this might be hard to take if you're an older baby boomer, but it's kind of true. You know, the millennials now outnumber baby boomers, and, you know, I'm a boomer, and there's a lot that I will continue to do to make people proud of my generation. But we have made a lot of mistakes as a generation. We have screwed up a lot of things. We have supported many things that are not good and are not good for America. And so I understand her point. The future of America is a little bit younger, but the problem is younger voters don't vote in significant enough numbers, and baby boomers are going to vote in significant numbers. So baby boomers are still going to be paid a lot of attention to when it comes to voting, but we'll have a lot more time to talk about that. All right. Do you have kids or do you have grandkids that watch the TV series Bluey? It's an animated series from Australia. I have watched this countless times with my grandkids. And when I go to Portland, I'm watching Bluey. Almost every night, sometimes we watch a movie, but almost every night at some point, we're watching this series, Bluey. The website independent.com is a very trusted website in the political spectrum of things. And they try to do analysis without paywalls. They do journalistic things that are available to everybody. You don't have to pay for it. I have a lot of respect for the Independent. Anyway, they did a study of 150 episodes of Bluey. Now, Bluey is a six-year-old girl who lives in Brisbane, Australia. She is an Australian pup, and she's blue. That's how she gets the name Bluey. And I actually asked my son once, after watching several episodes of Bluey, I said, what's the deal with Bluey? I mean, I don't really sense any messages coming from this or, you know, anything significant for kids. Well, as it turns out, it's doing a lot for your kids. Actually, Bluey, according to this research, is teaching your kids to be resilient, to learn how to tough it out, to learn how to deal with challenges, with disappointment, with setbacks, recovering from difficulties. It's a big part of child development, and research of this shows that Bluey is teaching kids to be resilient. So the study was done, and they looked at 150 different episodes. Bluey first aired in 2018, and it has become Australia's most successful children's program. Billions are watching it around the world. And I noticed that my grandkids are exposed to this Australian animated series, and Mom is pronounced Mum, which is from the UK, and UK has a relationship with Australia, obviously. And it's a portrayal of a young family. There's Bluey, Bingo, Chili, Bandit, and their friends. And then there's Mom and Dad. And with the storyline, with the characters, with the themes, there are a lot of moments when kids are taught to be resilient, taught to deal with difficulties. And it might be a really simple thing. And it's interesting because I can usually analyze and figure out the message or the purpose of something. Like South Park is brilliant, because out of the mouths of these eight-year-old children comes great wisdom for American adults. We'll talk about the new episode of South Park coming up in just a few minutes. But the research found that out of 150 episodes of Bluey, 73 included very definitive messages about being resilient, either as a primary message or a secondary message. About two-thirds of the resilient moments were facilitated by a parent, most often Bluey's mom. The other thing I noticed is, and my granddaughter repeated this, when she talked about coming to New Orleans, they were going to be on holiday. On holiday. That's what they say in the UK and Europe and Australia. That's vacation. But instead of saying, you know, going on vacation, they go, we're going to be on holiday. We're going on holiday. And my granddaughter repeated that back to me, and surely it came from the show Bluey. So, in one episode, Bingo accidentally drops the breakfast tray and just starts crying. And Mom comes in. She's the emotional person coaching at the time. And she comes in and she helps deal with the process. And she said, you know, I have a little cry. And when I do, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and I keep going. And I'm surprised that I didn't notice these things while watching Bluey. Bluey and her sister often demonstrate coping skills. The keepy-uppy game, which is a balloon game where you keep the ball in the air, the keepy-uppy game, the final balloon in the game is popped. And the kids pause, they understand what happened, and they smile and go, well, that was fun. Instead of getting all bummed out, oh man, the last balloon, man, it popped. I mean, this sucks. I mean, this is terrible. You know, that's the way some kids might react to that. But in that moment, there was disappointment. There was the regulating of emotions. And then there was just saying, okay, well, you know, we had fun. Characters overcome challenges in Bluey, and they use their own inner strength to do that. Seesaw, which is the name of the second episode. Well, no, season 2, episode 26. Pom Pom shows determination and self-confidence to get to the top of the seesaw to save her friends. Bluey touches almost all of the elements of being resilient, trusting relationships, emotional communication, problem solving, self-regulation, and empathy. So this show really has a lot for kids. It's also being talked about as a great thing to do with your kids. Watch it with your kids and talk about what happens to the characters in Bluey and talk to your kids about that and relate it to their real lives, whether it's your kids or your grandkids. Season 3, Episode 11 was called Sheepdog, and Mom Chili tells her family that she needs 20 minutes of alone time. If you're a mom or a grandmother or a grandfather or a father, you know, sometimes you just need 20 minutes. Kids, give me 20 minutes. So Bluey is concerned that she's done something wrong, but she realizes that she didn't do anything wrong. And Bluey later is seen talking to her toy, and she said, It's hard looking after you all the time. I just need 20 minutes. She's telling the toy she needs a break from the toy. So these are just really, you know, simple lessons about being resilient. And I wanted to share that with you because I know a lot of you, I don't know, some of you might be adults and get stoned and watch Bluey. I don't know. But if you're parents or grandparents and your kids watch Bluey, I just want you to know that this series is teaching kids a lot of good things. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, and if you want to comment on South Park, we're going to talk about that coming up next. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1965, this was the number one song in America. Satisfaction, Rolling Stones, 1965, man, they were on top of it, kicking it with Satisfaction. But on this day in 1965, it was number one, but on this day in 65, it was replaced at the top spot. So what song do you think was so good that it replaced Satisfaction at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart? Here is the song that replaced Satisfaction by the Stones as the number one song in America. Oh, the humanity. Herman's Hermits, I'm Enery the Eighth, I Am, replaced the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction at number one on this day in 1965. I'm Scoot on the Air, and you're listening to WWE.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, there's a big controversy because conservative commentator Megyn Kelly is bashing Beyonce for being fake. Beyonce has a Levi's ad. She's in denim. And Megyn Kelly was comparing it to the American Eagle Sydney Sweeney ads, saying Sydney Sweeney was great and Beyonce's terrible. And calling Beyonce fake. That maybe Beyonce has had some work done. Have you seen Megyn Kelly recently? Megyn Kelly's had a lot of face work done. And she, to me, looks like Courtney Cox. Way too skinny. She looks like Skeletor. So Megyn Kelly, you know, I mean, she's criticizing somebody who is fake or saying she's fake when Megyn Kelly, you know, based on the same criteria, is fake herself. So I don't know what's going on between Megyn Kelly and Beyonce, but there's this controversy going on. She was just really bashing Beyonce and praising Sydney Sweeney because Sydney Sweeney is a registered Republican in the state of Florida. So it's interesting how quickly those people bond to Republicans just because of their politics. You know, if Sydney Sweeney was a Democrat, they would be bashing her. They'd be bashing her because she's, you know, kind of showing a little bit of maybe cleavage because one of the jean jackets is not buttoned up all the way. But no, because she's a Republican, it doesn't matter what she does. She's great. She's awesome. And I just think this is just so shallow to either accept people or hate people just because of their politics. And then Megyn Kelly, you know, bashing Beyonce as being fake when Megyn Kelly's got her own signs of being fake. All right, did you see the new episode of South Park last night? God, I thought it was great. Second episode of the 27th season. Now, they'll repeat it. I don't know what time it's on tonight, but it's going to be repeated tonight or sometime really soon. Now, they really focused. Now, Donald Trump was in it. And I'm still surprised that Donald Trump is not attacking South Park. J.D. Vance was in it. Look, I don't think I'm really, you know, I'm not doing any more than the reviews. But if you don't want to hear anything, just take a break from the show for about two and a half, three minutes, starting right now. I really don't think that I'm doing anything to spoil anything because it's all out there and it's not going to make it any less funny. It's still really damn funny the way they do it. But Donald Trump is he's wearing a tuxedo top, I think, but he's not wearing any pants, and he's got a little teeny tiny weenie, and they show that. I mean, you can barely see it. But I'm surprised that Trump isn't attacking these people because now Donald Trump is saying that Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel are next. That like Stephen Colbert, they're going to soon be canceled. And this idea of canceling people because of their criticism of the president is so un-American. I mean, you can't possibly call yourself a patriotic American if you're in favor of banning freedom of speech. I don't understand how you can possibly do that. So anyway, South Park really, when Mr. Mackey loses his job because of government cutbacks, so he goes to work for ICE. Okay. And he's part of an ICE raid. And it really what South Park is doing is they're making a commentary about how rough the ICE raids are. And in one of the ICE raids, they go to a live production of Dora the Explorer. It's a live stage show of Dora. And they're arresting people there. Mr. Mackey very much against it, but you know he's got this big nut to meet. You know, that's one way that you refer to your expenses. You know, I got a big nut to meet, and so he's got a really big nut, and he had to get this job with ICE, and ICE is doing all these things to basically accept anybody to come to work for them. And so, you know, it's pretty funny. But when he goes to Mar-a-Lago as a guest, because Donald Trump likes the job that he's doing with ICE, when he goes to Mar-a-Lago, Mar-a-Lago is sort of presented as Fantasy Island. And Trump is Rourke. Is that the guy's name? Fernando Lamas, I think, played the part. One of those Hispanic guys played the part. I think it's Fernando Lamas. Maybe it's Fernando Lamas. Anyway, there was Mr. Rourke. Mr. Rourke was it, I think. And then there was Little Tattoo. And J.D. Vance is Little Tattoo. And J.D. Vance is holding Donald Trump's baby oil, referring back to the Sean Puffy Combs trial and the freak-offs. And so he says, do you want me to oil your, I'm not going to say it, but do you want me to oil your, and it's pretty funny. I love the way J.D. Vance handled this. He said, I made it, you know, meaning that he made it on South Park. He's big enough to be made fun of on South Park. That's the way to handle that stuff, not get upset about it. The funniest part was making fun of Kristi Noem, the Secretary of Homeland Security. She wears a lot of makeup, and they had her just constantly getting made up, and her face was like melting off of her head. And it was just funny. And, you know, she once shot a dog. I forget the details, but the pet dog, she shot the pet dog. I think it was like, you know, maybe time, but she shot it. And she said, well, we do that in South Dakota or something to that effect. She was governor of South Dakota. So I think some of these people are not really qualified to be in the positions that they're in, but they were strong Trump supporters. And Trump likes women who wear makeup, a lot of makeup. And look at some of the people that he's surrounded with. Pam Bondi and a lot of people, they're very, very made up all the time. Well, Kristi Noem is another one. And they made fun of that on South Park. And she kept shooting puppies. Like throughout the episode, she's always shooting puppies, you know, making fun of that. So, again, I'm kind of surprised that the Trump administration hasn't done more to try to criticize South Park. I think it's good that they don't. But South Park, Comedy Central, is owned by Paramount. And the Paramount Skydance deal is already done. So I don't know if Trump has any power to do anything about South Park, but it's really, really derogatory. I posted a video on Scoot on the Air Facebook and also on WWL.com. And the question is, will the new South Park episode present more degrading humor about Donald Trump? Well, it certainly does, but you can comment on that. And one question that I ask is that okay? I mean, is it okay for a show like South Park or a comedy show to make fun of the president of the United States, even if the stuff is really degrading? Is that okay? I think it is. You don't have to like it. We don't have to like everything. We can think that it goes too far, but they have a right to do it. If you want to join us with a comment, and you can comment on that on Scoot on the Air Facebook. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And when we come back, I will get to I'll get to more of your phone calls. Also, there is a brand new King of the Hill that is streaming, and I haven't seen that yet. I watched Wednesday last night. It's a dark comedy based on the Addams Family. And it's Wednesday going to a boarding school, and it's really dark, but it's so well done, and I'm so entertained by Wednesday, and it premiered yesterday, Wednesday, that was appropriate, and I thought they did a good job with it. So anyway, you can check out the new episode of Wednesday. So the new season of Wednesday has started, and there was an article that I read about whether or not Wednesday is for kids. It's not for kids. This is an adult, even though it's based on the Addams Family TV series and the movie. This is certainly not for kids, so keep that in mind. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1971, this was the number one song in America. Stayed there for 4 weeks. A lot of slow dancing done to this song back in 1971. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pretty well. A sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day in 2021, Dennis Thomas, singer for Kool & the Gang, died at the age of 70. And Kool & the Gang had so many hits, and this was one of them. I remember playing all these songs when I was doing music radio a few years ago. I'm Scoot, glad you're with us. Thursday afternoon, tomorrow's Free For All Friday. All right, I had forgotten why Christy Nome shot her dog, so I'm getting some texts, and thanks for these texts. Apparently, the dog was a hunting dog and wouldn't do what it was supposed to do, and it was young, so she killed the dog. I mean, it takes a certain kind of person to just kill a dog under those circumstances. And I knew it was a heartless situation. I had just forgotten the details, so I thank you for the text messages. Okay, here's another one. Ricardo Montalban. It wasn't Fernando Alonso. Ricardo Montalban played Mr. Rourke on Fantasy Island, and that was part of South Park last night. Trump was Mr. Rourke, and Vice President J.D. Vance was little tattoo holding Donald Trump's baby oil. Yeah, what a heartless thing for Christy Nome to do. So they made a lot of fun of her last night on South Park, all the makeup she wears, and then also shooting dogs. I mean, she was constantly shooting dogs. You know, actually, at one point, ICE went to heaven to deport all the people who went to heaven who weren't supposed to go there or something like that. And she was shooting dogs in heaven as well. All right, let's get to a few calls. Let's go to James in Metairie. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, hi, Scoot. Thank you so much. The individual who called the station and who said that someone needs to shut you up kind of reminds me of many people. Donald Trump is their political god. How many times have you asked about radical Muslims who have killed or attempted to kill someone they have perceived has insulted the Prophet Muhammad? Well, yeah. Again, Trump to them is their political god. He was sent here, many believe, by God to save America. They view him as their savior. So when one of these MAGA maniacs hear someone, insult Trump or say bad things about Trump, all you have to be is a little bit unhinged, and they threaten violence. It's a shame. You know, Trump is leading this country in so many bad directions, but these people are so ate up with him and believe in him as some kind of, you know, a divinely appointed being to save the country. So we saw that today, and it's
kind of scary. Yeah,
darn shame.
Well, James,
you know, it really is. But that's the state we are in.
I appreciate the call.
I'm sorry about it.
That's all right. I'll be fine. I appreciate the call. I do have people watching out for me, so it's fine. You know, I talk about things Trump does. I talk about the truth. I don't make up stuff. So it's just the truth. It's America. And again, the sense that the truth about Donald Trump is somehow inappropriate just defies the foundation of America. And it's really sad. All right, let's go to Bob in Metairie. Bob, you're on Rob, you're on WWL. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was talking about Bluey, and I think what you said about it, and the key is mom. And dad.
Yeah.
They have both parents in the household, along with the series teaching these children what's right and wrong and the right way to go. Which brings me to, and I don't know, they have a mob in Cincinnati that attacked white people. This is just the facts. For seemingly no reason, women and guys, and beat them and, very badly. I don't know if you heard about it.
No.
Have you heard about that?
No, I'm not familiar with that, no.
It's all over the news. I mean, it's not hard to find.
Yeah. I honestly don't see every single news story, but if I hear about something like this, I usually go check it out.
Yeah. And then in Mississippi, yesterday, first responders were responding to a fatal car accident. And a black mob jumped the first responders. So I don't know what's going on, but it's not good.
No, it's not good. And you know, there's a degree of violence that is just bubbling right under the surface with a lot of people in America, and it's really sad. Let's go to Paul in New Orleans. Paul, got time for a quick comment, but welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah. I hope you give me a few minutes to talk because I won't be one of your friendly Trump bashers. Yeah.
I don't have much time.
I'd like to make some comments about the South Park issue.
Okay. Did you see
it? And there's nothing more deplorable and degrading than the content of that show, and the fact that you find it appropriate or worthwhile, you know, being viewed. It just says everything we need to know about your character. I mean, do you think you said you say the truth about Trump? Trump's in bed with the devil is what they depicted, and then the Christy Gnome thing? And let me just clear up a little fact about shooting the dog.
Yeah.
The dog he shot had bit someone and then had aggressive behavior to a lot of other people. And so, you know, there's a kind of an old sense saying put the dog out of its misery, so to speak. But that's why she shot it, you know.
Did you see the,
it wouldn't obey her command.
I'll look into that. Did you see the South Park episode?
I wouldn't lower myself, degrade myself to watch something so demonic and deplorable.
Okay.
And I don't want to hear about it on the radio show. Okay. So you kind of like, you know, incringing on my, I listen to WWL for a lot of reasons. And the main reason I listen
All right, that's
to
okay.
It,
but Paul, that's enough. I don't, let's end that conversation. I don't really care. I mean, I can't make everybody happy, and I don't know what you do for a living, but you can't make everybody happy either. And I think South Park is very funny, and I know I'm not alone. So you can, you know, target me and criticize me for thinking South Park is funny, but you're criticizing a lot of people. And Paul, you're criticizing a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives, because a lot of Republicans and conservatives watch South Park too. It's a very popular show. But comedy, all comedy is not for everybody. And you might think something is funny, and I don't think it's funny. So that's kind of life. You're going to hear a lot of things on talk radio, and you're not going to agree with everything. You're not going to think everything is okay. And that's okay. because this is still America. And until that changes, we're free to talk about what we want to talk about. I think South Park is funny. But I didn't talk about the truth in terms of South Park. I talked about the truth in terms of what I talk about on a regular basis with Donald Trump. When we talk about Donald Trump, it is all based on the truth. And if I get something wrong, I correct it right away. But it's all based on the truth. All right, you know, Rod Stewart recently had a concert, and he tributed, he honored Ozzy Osbourne at the concert by showing AI-generated videos of Ozzy with other performers who had passed away, presumably Ozzy hanging out with them in heaven. A lot of people were critical of that. I posted a video on Substack about that. You can check it out, Scoot on the Air on Substack. It's about Rod Stewart, his honoring Ozzy Osbourne, getting a lot of criticism. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, we're almost there. Yep, tomorrow is a free-for-all Friday. Look, a special edition of Sports Talk Weekend Kickoff. It's tonight and every Thursday from the Treasure Chest Casino in Kenner. Sports Talk tonight with Mike Dottillier, Steve Geller, and Drew Brees joins the guys from 5:30 to 6. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for listening to our show. Remember, WWL is for everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the show. Have a great afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.